Most high school students can't even vote yet, but Amanda Lemer's government class has spent the past couple of weeks organizing a debate for school board and borough assembly candidates. Tuesday night, they had a wide range of questions, from state funding to school activities. Junior Riley Lyons says she and her classmates came up with the questions and also took submissions from the community.
It wasn't too difficult. There's a lot of things. I mean, they have big roles to fill in, so there's plenty to ask about either the assembly or the school board members.
There are three candidates running for two seats on the borough assembly: incumbents Mary Swain and Carville Zimmon Jr. and Michael Gottschalk. Jess Swain was able to attend the debate, as the other candidates were out of town. She says the borough is going to need revenue in the years to come, and that it's important to put money into savings when it's a good year for the fish tax. Students also asked her about a possible move of the police department and jail.
I'm kind of torn. I don't know if I fully agree that the police department needs to be moved. I think at this point we are good where we're at. However, the building that we're in is leased, and the Air Force is trying to impose paying for fuel and electricity, and currently we don't pay those. And to heat that building is going to take a lot of money. And so fiscally, I think it's responsible to look at all options, and until we've looked at all options, I can't say that it is absolutely we need to move or absolutely not we don't.
School board members Tanya Hansen and Michael Swain are running for re-election, and both participated in that portion of the debate. Challenger Katie Copps Wilson was out of town. Both candidates say they like the district's partnerships with Lake and Penn Schools and the opportunities provided for vocational education, but would oppose efforts to combine the two districts. Here was Hansen's answer on that question.
I think it would kind of depend on what's in it. If it's healthy, I don't see an issue with it. I know there's certain rules we have to follow because of the lunch program, so I think that would have to be investigated further.
As for a school vending machine, another question they agreed on. Hansen and Swain both said they had them back when they were in school, but now it might depend on the contents. Here was Swain's response.
With the new federal nutrition guidelines, it would be very difficult to have anything that had any realm of sugar in it in a vending machine and still receive federal funding for our lunch program. So personally, I'm not against it, but I don't think it's going to work out.
Junior Austin King says none of the answers at Tuesday's debate came as a surprise, but it was a learning experience for the students to organize it, and he thanks for the voters who attended.
Yeah, I think it is really valuable because the people who, in the community who didn't show up were most likely listening to the radio and relying on the forum that we did to put their vote.
Dillingham High students are planning a mayoral debate this Friday evening in the middle school gym. They're asking the community to submit questions. You can email them to news@kdlg.org. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.